Ralphie Radio Show. Hey, it's Lil Wayne and the I Am Still Music Tour. We're backstage right now, and Carrie Hilson's album is called No Boys Allowed. A guy was allowed into her dressing room, though. Thank you for that, Carrie.
A guy? But are you a boy or are you a man?
I'm a man, of course.
All right,
absolutely.
So you're allowed.
But you'd have to really ask my girlfriend.
Men are welcome.
Well, my girlfriend, I would hope, would say man. Say ask her, but I guess she's a little biased as well.
Yeah.
You know, Carrie, I follow you on Twitter. Miss Carrie Baby is her username. And I've been following you for a while now, and I noticed you have a very hectic schedule to the point where, and you've tweeted about this before, you have mastered the art of sleeping on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Give me some tips, please.
I mean, you learn that very quickly. You learn, like, I have to have my blanket, my pillow, and you have to have a window seat. And you just lean and you sleep. And
that's it?
Worry about the crook.
Is that easy?
Well, you worry about the crook in your neck later.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's good sleep, actually.
Do you use that? They have those U pillows, like the ones that go around your neck.
Yes, but I don't use them as intended. I can't really do that because it's a long, I have a long neck, so it's a long way down. Anyway, that's so much information. But I just put that on the window. That's what I use on the window.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
It just cradles my head.
See, and I'm usually an aisle seat type of guy, so I'm going to have to try to get the window seat next time now.
I mean, you
know. Give it a shot. And then with all the touring as well and the traveling and sleeping on airplanes, how does that affect your voice? I would imagine not so good.
Yeah, not so good. I mean, every day, a day in the life of a singer, it's almost like every day is worst case scenario.
Prepare for the worst, but hope for the best.
Prepare for the worst, or you're in the worst conditions that you can, and you just got to go out there and do it anyway, you know? So no complaints. No complaints. It is what it is. I mean, if people knew everything we went through, it would probably be...
It certainly isn't as glamorous as you think.
Definitely not as glamorous as people would think.
Now, you're out here, obviously, touring with Lil Wayne right now, and I think a lot of people naturally assume, especially because you have the songwriting background as well, that when you're touring with an artist like Lil Wayne, you guys have collaborated before,
and
here comes another collaboration. I'm sure they're going to work on something while they're on tour. Now, is that the case, or...?
I don't know. It's just, the fifth day?
Right, early in the tour.
Yeah, we're early in the tour, and that could happen. It really could happen.
He's got his people in his camp. You got your people in your camp.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, there may be some venues, maybe even the majority of them, where you guys don't even link up.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't seen them yet.
Wow.
Fifth show, and I haven't seen them yet. But
there you go.
Yeah, because we are in our own world preparing for every show, every day. I've seen them on stage.
What have you thought?
I thought it was great. I stayed behind a couple cities ago, and I watched him do his thing. He has a lot of fun on stage. That's the one thing, like, you can't take away from Wayne. Like, you will have fun watching him. He's just such a character.
Absolutely. Yeah. Wrap it up with Carrie Hilson here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You know, you called into my show a couple years ago. It was before Michael Jackson had passed away.
Yes.
And I had asked you, like, that cliche question, who would you still like to work with that you haven't? And you had named him, and I had even said, you know, do you think about reaching out to Will.i.am to maybe link up? And you were like, no, you know what? I just want it to be a natural thing.
Yeah.
And it never happened. I'm not going to lie. You're one of the first people I thought of, because I remember speaking with you about that after it all happened a couple years ago.
I was actually rehearsing in the same exact place. So every day we were there, we could hear his band, he could hear mine. He was right next door. Some of my dancers and my choreographers laid eyes on Michael Jackson just strolling in jeans.
You never got to see him,
popping
though.
Out his range. I think he had a range or X6 or something.
Uh-huh.
And he's just hopping out, strolling with his cool self. I mean, if I could have just laid eyes on him, I would have been happy. I wouldn't have said a thing.
You didn't even get to see him.
I didn't even get to see him, but he passed. We were on our way to rehearsals, and then the news was on, and we're like, no! You know, so selfishly, I was like, well, I can't see him now, but, you know, I love him.
Absolutely. No, we all do and still remember him, of course, as well. Again, No Boys Allowed, the album in stores now. Carrie Hilson, Miss Carrie Baby, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Ralphie.